Peter Tighe does join us for a short chat, one of the owners of Winx. Good morning to you, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. You didn't hear some of those figures, but ticket sales tomorrow compared to last year are up some 50 to 60%. A third of those are under 30 years of age. So it tells us that she's certainly bringing a new age group of people to the races.
Oh, absolutely. It's been amazing that just the last week or so to see, you know, the track gallop that she had last week at Randwick. How many kids under 10 were there, let alone under 35? It was just lovely. And they were all, you know, in awe of seeing Winx running around, and they were having a great time with a lot of kids sitting on their dad's shoulders and with their Winx flags. And, just having a really good time and enjoying, you know, the horse, seeing the horse. So, yeah, it was lovely.
I know Hugh Bowman spoke about it with us earlier in the week. Were you blown away just by how many kids were there last Saturday?
Oh, for sure. I mean, you just never know how many are going to turn up. But,
yeah,
you know, there were people coming up to us and saying that they'd driven 6 hours to get there. You know, they've come from near and far, and they just wanted to, you know, get there close up as they could and try to get a photo with the horse and meet everybody. So it was such a really good social day, and just great to see so diverse from here, from the little kids up to the people that are my age. So, it was really, it really felt really good.
Have you tried to make it as normal as you can going into tomorrow?
Oh, for sure, mate. It's certainly don't want to change anything now. We don't want to change any pattern, or, you know, I'm not superstitious, but there's no need to. If she's, it's all about Winx, and if she's, you know, fulfilling everything that Chris wants her to do, we're happy to sit back, and so far that's what she's done. So, no, trying to just keep her feet on the ground and, you know, get ready for tonight and tomorrow morning. We've got a few commitments that we're doing, and, just really enjoying it. We want to enjoy it like everyone else. We want everyone to enjoy it, and hopefully the result goes the right way, or the way we'd like it to go. But, no, mate, all systems are go, and Team Winx is, you know, ready to fire for tomorrow.
That's good. You've... Thankfully, sometimes on days where you've got other runners, it does help you, I guess.
Oh, it does, yeah. No, tomorrow we got a couple of runners in Melbourne and in the Colin Hayes, and then we've got Unforgotten also racing against Winx tomorrow,
yeah.
And then we've got another runner in the last. But yeah, we'll have a busy day, and we like to keep busy, and there's lots of people to say good day to and have a beer with, and that's what it's all about, going to the races and enjoying yourself, not worrying about too much else.
What's the stables expecting of Unforgotten?
Yeah, look, she's, you know, probably a bit short for her first up, but she's come back from a little bit of an injury that she had in Melbourne, and spelled well, done everything right. She's a hard mare to read because she doesn't give it out on a track work or a trial, so we'd be very happy if she was just running on into the placings, and that would set the platform for some better races going into the autumn.
And Performer, is that one that you've mentioned down in Melbourne? Chris had the option of either staying in Sydney or going down there. Thinks that that's the right race?
Yeah, looking for... It's funny. He's one of those horses. It rains, you know, once every 10 weeks, and he's not keen on the wet tracks, and he always seems to get a wet track. So just to give him a bit of a grounding in Melbourne, he's taken him down there, and weather looks good as far as I know, and he gets a good track tomorrow and a good track and a big track there at Flemington. I think we might see the best of him tomorrow. He's ready to do something.
Yeah, just getting on to Flemington. And as you say, the last report from Melbourne was a good four, and I think they were doing some watering last night. So that tells us that it's in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, we've been blessed this week, I think, with good weather everywhere. Sydney, you know, I've been in Sydney since Wednesday, and... it all looks well, and they've been showing them watering the track this morning. So, yeah, it'll give a good track, a good four, gives everybody a chance, every horse a chance to win. So, yeah, no, looking forward to it, Andrew.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you, Pete. We thank you for your time. Good luck tomorrow. I hope it all goes well for you, mate. Everyone wants the right result. It's racing. You never know, but we wish you the very best.
Beauty. Thanks a lot, Andrew.